Chapter 4. Irregular verbs beginning with the letters L, M, P, and Q. Again, in this chapter, after you read and or listen to the definitions, there are examples of how the verb is used in different tenses. One example for the simple present, one example for the simple past, and one example using the past participle, usually in the present perfect tense. Irregular verbs beginning with the letters L, M, P, and Q. Note, most of the past participle examples are demonstrated in the present perfect tense, which is made up of the helper verb have or has plus the irregular verb in the past participle form. Irregular verbs beginning with a letter L. Let's begin. The base verb lay, the simple past laid, the past participle laid. Here are some common meanings. To cause to lay down. Number two, to put, place, or set something onto a surface, as in, I always lay the book on the table when I come home. And other meanings. Examples, simple present. In the evening, the mother lays her baby in its bed to sleep. Simple past. She laid the pencil down on her book. Past participle. Bricks are laid on cement to form a wall. Now you try. Simple past. The teacher blank the book down on his desk. The teacher laid the book down on his desk. The base verb lie, simple past lay, past participle lain. Here are some common meanings, not to be confused with the base verb lay. Number one, to recline. Number two, to occupy a position, place, or location, as in, the United States lies between Canada and Mexico on the North American continent, and other meanings. Examples of usage. Simple present. The Hawaiian Islands lie in the Pacific Ocean. Simple past. The dog lay outside all day. Past participle. The books have lain on the shelf for 2 years. Now you try. Simple past. The baby blank inside its crib. The baby lay inside its crib. Note, the word lay, the base verb lay, is different from the base verb lie in the following ways. Lay means to actively put or place something on something else. Lie means the act of reclining or laying horizontal on a surface. Lay uses laid for its simple past and past participle, while lie uses lay for its simple past and lain for its past participle. Again, lie meaning to recline, lay meaning to put something down. Note, the word lie, as in not to tell the truth, is a regular English verb and uses lied for its simple past and past participle. There is no difference in pronunciation between the base verb lie, to recline, and the word lie, to not tell the truth. This is very important in English grammar, and it's one of the biggest stumbling points for people who are learning English. So please learn this well. The base verb lead, the simple past led, past participle led. Here are some common meanings. One, to guide, direct, or show the way. Two, to live one's life, as in she led a life of devotion to her family. And other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. The tour guide leads visitors through the museum. Simple past. The teacher led his students through the difficult chapter. Past participle. The captain has led his men into many battles. Now you try. Simple past. Alfred blank us to the pub with the good beer. Alfred led us to the pub with the good beer. Leap, the base verb leap. Simple past, leapt. Past participle, leapt. Here are some common meanings. One, to spring or jump, usually upward. Two, to move quickly, as in he leapt into action. And other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. Frogs often leap from one giant leaf to another. Simple past. The hikers leapt over the stream. Past participle. We've leapt over many fallen tree branches during our hike. Now you try. Past participle, present perfect. They blank blank over several rocks during their mountain walk. They've leapt over several rocks during their mountain walk. Notice the contraction they've, meaning they have. They've leapt over several rocks during their mountain walk. They have leapt over several rocks during their mountain walk. The base verb lend, simple past lent, past participle lent. Some common meanings. One, to allow someone to use something temporarily. Two, to give off or assist in creating an effect. As in this example, the wood trim lent a warm feeling to the house, and other meanings. Examples. Simple present. My friend always asks me if he can borrow my book. I always lend him my book. Simple past. Mark lent me his flashlight yesterday. Past participle. Over the years, the library has lent many books to people. Now you try. Simple past. Alice blank me $10 to buy the book. Alice lent me $10 to buy the book. The base verb let, simple past, let, past participle, let. Some common meanings. One, to allow or permit something. Two, to release from, as in, I stepped on my sister's toe and she let out a yell. and other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. The teacher lets us take a break at 10 o'clock. Simple past. Marshall let the dog in 1 hour ago. Past participle. The shopkeeper has always let us pay by credit card. Now you try. Simple past. The teacher blank the students in the class even though they were late. The teacher let the students in the class even though they were late. The base verb light, simple past lit or lighted, past participle lit or lighted. A common meaning. 1. To cause, to give off light, to illuminate something, and other meanings. Some examples of usage. Simple present. We always light a candle before the ceremony. Simple past. Harvey lit the campfire. Past participle. The monks of the temple have lit the same lamp for many years. Now you try. Past participle, present perfect. We blank blank the candles and we are ready for the party. We have lit the candles and we are ready for the party. The base verb lose, the simple past lost, the past participle lost. Again, the base verb lose, the simple past lost, the past participle lost. Here are some common meanings. Number one, to misplace or mislay something so that you are unable to find it. Number two, to no longer have control of something, as in this example, I lost my driver's license because I had too many violations, and other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. He always loses his books on the very first day of class. Simple past. I lost my car keys yesterday. Past participle. Sam has lost his contact lenses and now cannot see well enough to drive. Now you try. Simple past. She blank her purse last night. She lost her purse last night. Irregular verbs beginning with the letter M. The base verb make. Simple past, made. Past participle, made. Here are some common meanings. 1. To create, build, construct. 2. To cause something to come about. As in this example, her mother made her change her clothes. 3. To earn, and many other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present, the company makes car tires. Simple past, Allison made a wonderful dinner last night. Past participle, Jill has made a lot of money in her business. Now you try. Simple past, mother blank a wonderful pasta for the party. Mother made a wonderful pasta for the party. The base verb mean, simple past meant, past participle meant. Here are some common meanings. 1. To signify or represent. 2. To have as an intention, as in the example, he meant to tell the teacher he would be late, but he forgot. 3. used to indicate value, as in this example, her necklace meant a lot to her, and other meanings. Examples of usage. Simple present. The word food means something to eat. Simple past. I meant to stop and buy milk, but I forgot. Past participle. Kyoko's job has always meant a lot to her. Now you try. Simple past. John, blank, to go shopping before he went home, but forgot. John meant to go shopping before he went home, but he forgot. The base verb meet. Simple past, met. Past participle, met. Here are some common meanings. 1. To come together by chance or by arrangement. 2. To assemble, as in this example, the group met to discuss important issues. And other meanings. Examples of usage. Simple present. The group meets every Monday at 7 p.m. Simple past. I met my friend Al at the pub. Past participle. Class has always met at 8:30 a.m. Now you try. Simple past. We blank our friends at the party. We met our friends at the party. Irregular verbs beginning with the letter P. The base verb pay, simple past paid, past participle paid. Here are some common meanings. 1. To compensate or reimburse for something with money or something of value. 2. To give or bestow, as in this example, she paid the waiter a compliment for his good service. And other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. First, you pay the cashier and then you can go inside the theater. Simple past. I paid too much money for that car. Past participle. We have already paid the waiter for our dinner. Now you try. Simple past. The company blank us $1 million for the products. The company paid us $1 million for the products. The base verb prove, simple past proved, past participle proven. Here are some common meanings, or here's a common meaning. To demonstrate that something is true, to authenticate, to verify, and other meanings. Examples of usage. Simple present. Students prove they are 18 years old by showing their ID cards at the door. Simple past. I proved to my girlfriend that I loved her by giving her a ring. Past participle. I have taken a driving test and have proven that I am a good driver. Now you try. Past participle, present perfect. Scientists blank blank that the climate is becoming warmer. Scientists have proven that the climate is getting warmer or becoming warmer. Scientists have proven that the climate is becoming warmer. The base verb put, simple past put, past participle put. put. Here are some common meanings. 1. To place or set something in a location. 2. To wager or bet. As in this example, I'll put $25 on the black horse, meaning I'll bet $25 on the black horse. 3. To express in words, as in, put very simply, you're fired, and other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present, we usually put a donation in the box. Simple past, Tim put his homework on the teacher's desk yesterday. Past participle, Jamie has put all of her books in her locker and has gone to lunch. Now you try. Simple past. The student blank his finished exam on the teacher's desk. The student put his finished exam on the teacher's desk. Irregular verbs beginning with the letter Q. The base verb quit. Simple past, quit. Past participle, quit. Here is a common meaning. To stop doing something, to terminate, and other meanings. Here are some examples of usage. Simple present. People usually quit their jobs for good reasons. Simple past. Jason quit playing soccer because of an injury. Past participle. 3 people have quit our company this week. Now you try. Simple past. Don blank working when he was 70 years old. Don quit working when he was 70 years old. Chapter 4 Review. Irregular verbs beginning with the letters G, L, M, P, and Q. Irregular verbs beginning with the letters L, M, P, and Q. Directions. If the verb is used correctly in the sentence, check correct. If it is not used correctly, check incorrect. If the sentence is correct, then check the correct verb tense box, present, past, or past participle. If the verb is incorrect, check the box next to the verb tense that should be used in the correct version of the sentence. Answers can be found by carefully studying Chapter 4 once again. Let's begin. Number 1. Jason quit playing soccer because of an injury. Is this correct or incorrect? Jason quit playing soccer because of an injury is correct. And it is, of course, the past tense, the simple past tense. Number 2. Jamie has put all of her books in her locker and has gone to lunch. Is this correct or incorrect? Jamie has put all of her books in her locker and has gone to lunch is correct. And it is the past participle version of the word to put. Number 3. She laid the pencil down on her book. Is this correct or incorrect? She laid the pencil down on her book is not correct. She laid the pencil down on her book. And this is the past tense. Number 4. The Hawaiian Islands lay in the Pacific Ocean. Is this correct or incorrect? The Hawaiian Islands lay in the Pacific Ocean is not correct, is incorrect. The correct form is the Hawaiian Islands lie in the Pacific Ocean. And it is the present tense. Number five, the teacher led his students through the difficult chapter. Is correct or incorrect? The teacher led his students through the difficult chapter is correct, and it is the simple past tense. Number six, we've leapt over many fallen tree branches during our hike. Is this correct or incorrect? We've leapt over many fallen tree branches during our hike is correct, and it is the past participle version of the verb to leap. Also notice that we've got a contraction, we've leapt. Number seven, my friend always asks me if he can borrow my book. Is that correct or incorrect? My friend always asks me if he can borrow my book is correct, and it is the present tense. Number eight, Marshall let the dog into the house 1 hour ago. Marshall let the dog into the house 1 hour ago is correct, and it is the simple past tense. Number nine, the monks of the temple have lit the same candle for many years. Is this correct or incorrect? The monks of the temple have lit the same lamp for many years is the correct form, and it is the past participle version of this verb. Number 10, I lost my car keys yesterday. Is that correct or incorrect? I lost my car keys yesterday is correct, and it is the simple past tense of this verb. Number 11, I meant to stop and buy milk, but I forgot. Is that correct or incorrect? I meant to stop and buy milk, but I forgot. The way that the word meant is spelled here is incorrect. It's M-E-A-N-T is the correct spelling. And it is the simple past tense of the base verb to mean. So I meant to stop and buy milk, but I forgot. I meant M-E-A-N-T. Number 12, I met my friend Al at the pub. Is that correct or incorrect? I met my friend Al at the pub is correct, and it is the past tense of this verb. Number 13, we have already paid the waiter for our dinner. Correct or incorrect? We have already paid the waiter for our dinner is correct, and it is the past participle version of the word to pay. Also notice that we have the word already, an adverb, between the word the auxiliary verb have and paid in this present perfect tense version of this verb. So you can put an adverb in between your auxiliary helper verb and your past participle in English. We have already paid. We have just paid the waiter for our dinner. We have already paid the waiter for our dinner. Number 14, Tim put his homework on the teacher's desk yesterday. Is that correct or incorrect? Tim put his homework on the teacher's desk yesterday is correct, and it is the past tense. Number 15, three people have quit our company this week. Correct or incorrect? Three people have quit our company this week is correct, and it is the past participle version. And that ends chapter 4, irregular verbs beginning with the letters L, M, P, and Q.